here's a story from The World.
The inequality in access is adding to the growing debate over so-called vaccine passports. As some businesses in England prepare to open up after months of lockdown, the UK government is considering putting in place a COVID certificate scheme later this year. But as The World's Orla Berry reports, the plan is making some serious political waves.
Pub owner Christian Burns in northeast England loves the idea of opening his doors to the public on Monday, but British weather isn't really cooperating.
Right now I'm looking out of my study window and it's brilliant sunshine, but it's 3 degrees and I'm looking at the ground with snowflakes on it. So who's going to sit in this next week?
Burns owns 10 pubs, but only 4 of them have outdoor beer gardens. That means legally, they're the only places allowed open next week. Burns pubs have been shut for 6 months because of lockdown rules, and he says it's been a struggle.
Horrendous. The bars that I've got have never been able to operate to their full potential since March the 23rd last year. We've had a year from hell.
Among those planning to visit a beer garden on Monday is none other than the British Prime Minister.
On Monday the 12th, I will be going to the pub myself and cautiously but irreversibly raising a pint of beer to my lips.
Boris Johnson was asked about the idea of putting in place a system of COVID status certificates, meaning that people would have to prove that they've been vaccinated or have a negative test result before they enter a shop, for example, or a pub. Johnson said that's not happening, at least not right away.
There is absolutely no question of people being asked to produce certification or COVID status on Monday.
But the Prime Minister didn't rule out the idea that these certificates might be introduced a few weeks down the road. And that's not going over well with lawmakers, including some of those from Johnson's own Conservative Party. They're accusing the Prime Minister of backtracking on a promise he made earlier this year to never introduce COVID certificates. Here's Conservative MP Desmond Swain speaking in Parliament.
After months of denial, now indeed it will be the case that you will have to provide your vaccination bona fides when you go to the pub. Undoubtedly, this will be extended to theatres, sporting venues, and so proceeding to total social control.
One problem with the scheme is that despite Britain's relatively successful vaccination campaign, the vast majority of those who've had the shot so far are over 50 years of age. And Christian Burns says that rules out lots of his customers.
I think it's discriminatory because a lot of my target audience are under 40. And those guys are not going to be able to have that COVID certificate because they won't have been jabbed. So are you saying that only people over 50 are going to have that certificate to get in your bar?
But Burns says he's not completely opposed to the idea that customers face some kind of testing regime. He says he'd be happy to test his clientele himself. And if they prove they're COVID negative, then social distancing should not be enforced in pubs, he says. The UK government is planned to do a trial run with COVID status certificates later this month at a number of events, including major football matches and the World Snooker Championship. Live theatre shows are also reported to be under consideration. Nika Burns runs several theatres in London's West End. She's reopening next month with social distancing in place. But she's hoping that's just one step towards getting back to normal.
Whatever system the government decides on to enable theatres to get back up to 100% capacity, we will implement as venues. We need to get the industry up. We can't open most of the shows with social distancing because economics don't work.
I ask Nika Burns if customers will be bothered going to the theatre if they're expected to produce a negative COVID test every time.
Some people really do want to go back to the theatre, Orla, so yes.
While businesses might be mulling over the best way to open up again, civil liberty groups say COVID status certificates are a slippery slope. Mark Johnson is legal and policy officer with Big Brother Watch.
It would be effectively like a license to exist. You're having to prove to people around you that you're safe. There's nothing more private than your own health, and this idea that you should have to disclose health ID just to access society is overbearing and could lead to other kinds of health ID in the future.
Opposition politicians also say that COVID certificates would create a two-tier society and discriminate against those who can't get the jab. Between disgruntled Conservative MPs and members of the opposition, Boris Johnson's government faces an uphill battle to make COVID status certificates a reality. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London. From Pew.